broadcasting live from the Encita Business Radio X studio in North Carolina, it's time for NC Tech Talk, where tech leaders come to tell their stories.
Welcome to NC Tech Talk, North Carolina's internet radio broadcast covering the tech sector. I'm Mark Montoro, Senior Director of Programs for the North Carolina Technology Association, or NCTA as we're affectionately known by our members, and your host for this month's show. For those of you unfamiliar with NCTA, we're a non-for-profit, membership-driven trade association and the primary voice of the tech sector in North Carolina. We support economic growth through three initiatives: executive engagement, which is our term for events; public affairs, where we lobby in front of state and federal government on behalf of the tech sector; and knowledge workforce, or workforce development, which is our initiative to helping companies find the talent that they need and the job seekers find the best jobs for their next career. If you want to learn more about us, you can visit our website at nctechnology.org. Our Twitter handle is at NCTA, and we have a company page on LinkedIn as well. We are streaming updates and comments on this show and future shows at a hashtag on Twitter, which is #NCTechTalk. This is our first show of the year back in the studios. As you may have remembered, we have moved from the Wireless Research Center in Raleigh and are now broadcasting live from the NCTA offices close to the PNC Arena here. And we're going to do a show that's a little bit different from normal, is we're going to actually have a dual interview. Two individuals that are pioneers as well as leaders in the technology industry. We have first co-founder and CEO of SixFusion, John Cowan. John is regarded as the company's business and model visionary, and he is a 12-year veteran in business product development in IT and telecommunications sector. Thanks, John, for joining us.
Happy to be here.
We also have a little different from our normal format, where we have a guest calling in. Our special guest by phone is Reuven Cohen. He is the Chief Technology Advocate for Citrix, and he leads up Citrix Startup Accelerator. He's also a contributing author for a variety of major business publications, including Forbes, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Reuven, thanks for joining us as well.
Mark, thanks for having me.
So I know that from what I understand, you're both from Canada. So did you guys know each other before you actually started your professional careers, or did you guys?
Didn't know each other before. It kind of intersected, I think. The nexus for us was the cloud. Mm-hmm. Both Canadian, eh?
We'll be counting the A's as we go through the show, I guess, then. John, well, let's start with you then. Tell us a little bit about SixFusion. What is the big vision of the company and kind of what you guys do?
Sure. Yeah, happy to do that. SixFusion is a company that obviously is in the cloud computing infrastructure as a service space. Our vision is to organize the market for the underlying cloud infrastructure and kind of bridge the gap between finance and technology through the power of information. What we observed about this whole sort of cloud computing paradigm, utility computing paradigm, was that it really wasn't being stitched together as a utility. Most utilities have a common unit of measurement that kind of makes it a utility, whether it's, say, electricity having the kilowatt hour, or gasoline having the gallon, and so on. IT never had that. And so what SixFusion invented was the equivalent of a kilowatt hour for IT consumption, infrastructure consumption, called the workload allocation cube. And so our objective, our mission, day in, day out, is to give that intellectual property to both buyers and sellers so that they can quantify their demand.
Broadcasting live from the Encita Business Radio X studio in North Carolina, it's time for NC Tech Talk, where tech leaders come to tell their stories.
Thanks for sticking with us as we went through some technical changes here. We're obviously going through some adjustments as we're moving studios and everything there. So we're going to kind of pick up right where we left off. Reuven, you were talking a little bit both about the VC funding as well as how you mentor these startup companies. So John, I'll kind of pose that same question to you. Is North Carolina making progress in attracting startups and fostering those startup cultures, or what can North Carolina do to be more competitive in that space?
So it's an interesting question. I mean, I think that the challenge that North Carolina has is still the same challenge that that was here when SixFusion set up shop back in 2010. And, At the end of the day, I think that it comes down to, you know, the market for tech talent, understanding exactly what's going on here. I mean, North Carolina has a very, very, very rich history in tech, but it goes, in a lot of cases, unadvertised. I think, you know, the region needs to do a better job at projecting, you know, exactly what's going on here, you know, to tech startups and to the tech leaders who are forming new companies and bringing innovation to market through the startup vehicle.
Yeah. So is funding part of that picture? I mean, how is that in attracting money here? Or is there enough regional funding? What do we need to do?
Short answer, no. I would say, you know, for the early stage pre-A, there's a growing, you know, angel community, seed funding community. But in terms of that robust A, B, and post type of venture access, I'd say it's very light. I mean, whatever we need to do to attract more of that kind of capital to the region obviously is going to be helpful because, you know, startups bring their business to this region, mm-hmm. You know, in search of venture capital. And as did I. I mean, I was fortunate enough to, you know, to partner up with InterSouth in Durham, which was a huge factor in bringing Six Fusions innovation cycle to this region.
Mm-hmm. They're a member of our organization, mm-hmm. served on our board for a long time. So we know they play an important role here. Ruv, is that similar as to what you're seeing as far as the funding picture? Obviously, Citrix is helping contribute, but what does the state need to do to help this?
Well, there's a few things that we've been very impressed with the quality of the people and the companies coming out of the Raleigh region. We recently held a Citrix Innovators Program in partnership with HQ Raleigh. It was 3 months long, and I think it wrapped up back in December. And we invited about 10 local startups to be involved in that program. And these startups kind of were fairly early stage startups, but they were tremendously creative and passionate about the technology they were doing. And the one thing I think they were missing, again, were the opportunities to connect with some of the larger players. And for us, that was the opportunity that we were more than happy to facilitate. So I think that a lot of the things that are happening in the Raleigh region, you know, things like what Citrix opening up a brand new office there in downtown Raleigh and in the converted warehouse, HQ Raleigh, where a lot of companies can go in and co-work with each other and learn from each other's, you know, successes and failures. So there's a lot of right things happening to really facilitate that startup culture in the Raleigh area.
Interesting. So if you were to bring that back, John, just from a mentor perspective, what is that one piece of advice you would give to any entrepreneur trying to launch their business?
Well, I mean, Ruv provided a great set of advice regarding having the right mentors around your business. But, you know, what I would say is that, you know, understand that your business model, your business plan is going to evolve. I mean, what you think you're going to do when you step out the door day one is likely not what you're going to end up doing that's going to return value to your shareholders. Be prepared for that. And, you know, to navigate those waters as your business evolves. Proximity to your primary investors is a really, really important piece of advice. You know, you're going to need support from your investors, and having ready access to them is going to be very helpful, which is why, you know, it's great to see a company like Citrix and work that Ruv's doing, you know, focusing on concentrating that effort, you know, in a place like Raleigh. I think that's going to create a level of stickiness for the entrepreneurs that get seated here and ultimately, grow their businesses in the region.
Yeah, Ruv, so John kind of touched on your mentor advice there. Anything else you would add?
You know, I think this is for the business leaders in places like Raleigh and elsewhere that, you know, are busy. My suggestion, one, is become a mentor. You know, adopt maybe one protege every year and focus on that. And to those people who, you know, give, you know, you'll be really delighted with what you get back. You know, you learn just as much from the companies and the people you mentor as they learn from you. And I think the one bit of advice I would give any mentor is to have empathy. You know, it's hard to be an entrepreneur, and you sometimes forget that when you become successful. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah. So we're going to shift gears a little bit, but I think it's very relevant to the conversation here that you both talked about is the presence of talent in the state. And so looking at that, John, what is your opinion of the state's effort to attract more talent and even retain the ones that we've got? I mean, we obviously have a very robust university system here and a lot of great talent coming out of college. But does that translate all the way over to all of your business needs from a technology perspective?
No, not necessarily. I don't think it's necessarily the state's job to attract and retain talent. I mean, obviously, the university ecosystem here is very robust. The challenge with the university ecosystem from a startup perspective is that, you know, most of the talent is being recruited by, you know, the large biotech pharma type companies that are in RTP or the big established tech companies in our space that already are established here in the region.
Thanks again for joining us back here at NC Tech Talk. I'm Mark Montoro, your host for this month's show. We've been coming in and out here with some topics all around the entrepreneurial culture here. And so the one thing as we join John Cowan and Ruv Cohen for our next segment of the conversation is about company culture. This is one thing that came up in a lot of our pre-interview research here. So John, you talked a little bit about how it's not necessarily the state's job to attract talent, but each company needs to do something to be able to distinguish themselves and bring in the people that they need. So
free beer. Yeah. Free beer is the answer.
That's a good way to start. But so what is that company culture for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, look, when you're building a startup company, you don't have a lot of the systems and procedures and manuals and recipes and what have you for success. And so a lot of what you're going to build is going to be, you know, on the fly. It's going to require a tremendous amount of flexibility and understanding and all these kinds of things. But, you know, from the perspective of building the right tech startup culture, I like to rely on, the sort of locker room approach to things. I mean, to create the accountability on a team that is self-policing, if you will, right? I mean, there's no greater example of a chain being as strong as its weakest link than a tech startup. And so, we like to foster, that level of accountability by picking up and doing things, you know, on your own and taking initiative within the company. So, you know, that creates an environment where, you know, you find the right and the best talent to slot into those positions. And everybody has a role and understands that role get to the end goal or the execution of the company vision.
So you talked about those core values that maybe you see as a team, but when you're looking for those individuals, you know, sometimes there's the technology side, there's also the soft skills.
Yeah.
What are those that you look for?
Yeah. So, you know, I like to say in the interview process for you know, people that are coming into a tech startup, maybe for the first time, is look, you know, at the end of the day, this is the kind of environment where, you know, you've got to take out your own trash. And a lot of folks that come from, you know, the corporate side of the house or the bigger company experience, I don't think quite understand how being in a startup is about rolling up your sleeves and getting your hands dirty. You know, making sure that understanding is clear and upfront is a good thing. And also, I mean, as weird as this might sound, making sure that, you know, the folks that you're bringing into the company understand what a tech startup can do to personal relationships. There's been more marriages, I think, sacrificed on the altar of tech startups than people would even admit to. And, you know, you've got to have a strong foundation in order to weather the kind of, 80, 90, 100-hour weeks that go into, you know, building something from nothing.
Yeah. And I think that's something you probably see a lot with any success is just the sacrifice of time.
Yep.
Building that for the company. Ruv, when you're talking about Citrix's culture, where do you draw some of those values that are making it the success that it is?
You know, it's funny because I'm relatively new to Citrix, about a year and a half here, and before that I had my own startup, which I mentioned I sold. So I'm still getting used to this sort of being in a large corporation. And one of my jobs here is again to implement these kind of entrepreneurial tactics. And things don't happen nearly as quickly in a large business as they do in a startup. Startups are moving at a Mach 2, where a large established publicly traded business is like moving a giant ship. Things take time. So when you're doing strategies to sort of implement, you know, entrepreneur type tactics in a business, you have to think of it on a more tactical, long-term basis, which is really different than a startup that can, you know, move on a very quickly and turn and so on. So for us, it's a lot of methodologies, a lot of lean startup, a lot of design thinking, and a lot of hand-holding through in-house mentoring as well. So we help sort of lead that kind of executives and their various levels of management below through these types of methodologies so they understand it, embrace it, and then can sort of propagated throughout the business.
Probably helps with the great building that you put up there in downtown Raleigh. We're actually coming to visit you guys on March 18th as part of our NC Tech Tour, but how do you curtail that? How do you look at the great demand of people that want to come to work at Citrix and still adhere to those processes and making sure that you're able to kind of sift through all that to find the right people?
Well, we have a number of programs we've put in place that actually helps facilitate that. And we believe that some of our best ideas should come from within the company rather than purely relying on, you know, an M&A strategy to sort of breathe new technical life into different parts of the business. So to do that, we've implemented several programs that basically bring, you know, key people within the business into these kind of entrepreneurial activities. We call it the Innovation Accelerator. And essentially, it's a 12-week program that allows them to kind of act as an internal entrepreneur in much the same way we would treat an external company they invested in or put into our accelerator. But these are people within the business itself that get to sort of go through the same program. And they're partnered with external companies often. So it's a way for them to see what the startups are doing outside of the business while working within our business.
Interesting. John, any particular resources that you're helping to find the people you're looking for, not just kind of the traditional models that you see, but how are you finding those people?
It's networking. I mean, you know, things like social media, things like, having an always recruiting type of mentality, inside of a tech startup like SixFusion. I mean, there's no event that we go to or, function that we attend where we're not thinking about, you know, trying to find talent in unusual places. Mark, for instance, if you've got a resume, I'm happy to take it.
not supposed to say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are we live? But having that perspective, because you're not, you know, generally speaking, you're not going to find, always center of the fairway type talent, in the typical recruiting and search processes. So, we try and look in unusual places to find talent and try and bring them into SixFusion.
Very good. So what is that best way to reach you? So that person that says, I want to work with SixFusion, I want to know how to get there.
Yeah, SixFusion.com. But again, we're a small company. I mean, I like to meet with anybody that wants to, come and work for SixFusion. You can reach me on Twitter at Cownet, Cownet, or jcownet@sixfusion.com. Email me anytime.
Ruv, what about you? How do we find you over at Citrix?
Well, the easiest way to find me personally is on Twitter, Ruv, nice and short. If you're looking at opportunities for Citrix, you know, we're always hiring, especially in the Raleigh area. We've got, a number of job openings currently. So take a look at the Citrix career site, and you should find a whole list of open opportunities there.
Great. Well, John, Ruv, thank you very much. Awesome conversation here. We're definitely looking forward to hearing more about both your companies in the near future. Before we go, don't forget, Encita is hosting a special edition of Come Tech Out, the Triangle Job Fair. We've talked all about talent this whole time, and we are going on March 25th to be holding a job fair that's been a part of what we've been doing for the past couple of years, but we are now partnering with the Data for Decisions Conference that's going to be held in that same time frame. So local community partners, we're expecting a big crowd of about 1,000 people. So if you're interested in either an exhibiting and being one of those employers that are going to be there to meet with all the people, or just a job seeker that wants to hear about the great companies that are going to be hiring, you can visit our website at nctechnology.org, or you can email Allison Gordon. She's at agordon@nctechnology.org. That concludes our show. We will have a podcast available on our website, so you can definitely visit that at nctechnology.org for this and all future events and engagements. Definitely be sure to follow us on Twitter at NCTA and our LinkedIn company page. Our next show is going to be on March 23rd at 1 p.m., so make sure you tune back in then. Thanks and have a great day.